decide to. So I said, well, I guess I could get down there in the morning. As I say, normally I work half a day on Saturday, 5 hours at least. So anyhow, I decided to chuck the whole weekend and go. I only hope now everything works out, because I told him I didn't think I'd be down at lunchtime. I'd be down later in the afternoon. I would call him and he could pick me up for dinner that evening. And he said, oh, I'll take you, if you come down, he said, I'll take you to the Cirque Sportif for lunch, and then we'll go to the I House later in the evening. And Charmaine is going there with her date to the I House, so maybe we'll get together, I don't know. But the Cirque Sportif, Duchess, is very exclusive, and as I say, you have to have membership. You can bring a guest for dinner, lunch, or cocktails, that kind of thing, but you have to be a member to get in the pool. They have a huge pool there. And Betty is a member, and Jane has been seeking membership. I don't know whether she got it or not. I thought about it, but it wouldn't pay for me. I never get to Saigon. It just wouldn't be worth my while. I think it's $100 or something. I don't know, maybe not that much a year. They have one here, and they have one in Paris. I think there are three or four in the world, and everyone says it's very nice, and I would like to see it. So, as I said, this started out to be one evening in Saigon, and it's turned out to be a whole weekend. And I'm very excited about going. In fact, what I have to do this evening is pack. And I hate to pack anymore, Duchess. I just live out of a suitcase all the time. And I didn't have, I have some clothes with me, but I didn't have anything extra dressy that I could wear. I'll manage, but see, I have so many of my things about long bin, and I bought down things, but they really should get washed and ironed, and there's no dry cleaning. There's no such thing as dry cleaning over here. So remember this boucle dress? I'm sure you do. It was beige, and it had a black lining underneath it, sleeveless, oh, about 100 years ago. And I put the hem up on it. You know, it was a dress, I think I told you, when I was at Bearcat, some of the men there stapled the hem on. They stapled the hem up. Oh, it was terrible. Anyway, I sewed it the other night, and I washed it in the sink. I have some ivory liquid soap, and it looks pretty good, except it came out like not, well, similar to an A-line on the very bottom, you know. And I haven't tried it on yet. I don't know how it'll look on. It doesn't look too bad hanging on the hanger. At least it's clean. And I thought maybe I'd wear that Saturday night. But you know, I have to try to explain. I haven't had a date, a social date in a city, you know, like going to a restaurant or getting dressed up, putting, I don't even know if I should bring stockings. I haven't worn stockings, Duchess, since I've come to Vietnam. Really, you feel like a hick or something. It's the oddest feeling. It's not that I'm scared to go out on a date, but it's been so long since I've had to put earrings on or anything. It's crazy, you know? I mean, high heels, and really, it's weird. It's weird. I step back and think, well, what's happened to me, you know? But it's been a long time, and particularly, as I said, in a city. I haven't been in a city since I left the States. I haven't had an occasion to dress up and go out to a restaurant with a man. I've gotten dressed up occasionally, but it's always been a military setting, you know, 100 men and 3 girls or some silly thing, in a military officers' club or something like this. Anyway, so it should be exciting. I had started to pack. I should have started a couple hours ago, and here it is, I don't know, going on 8 o'clock or something, and I haven't done a thing. And I have to get up very early in the morning again. I have to be at the airport just after 7. And this is what I mean. I started going down late in the day, which is next thing I know I'm going to be there before 9 in Saigon. And I'll call Charmaine, and she'll pick me up. And then, as I say, we plan to go to the train on Sunday to spend the whole day. And that's about an hour and a half flight, I think. Anyhow, it should be interesting. It should be different. And then, on Monday, I'm not going to come back Monday. Oh, I'll try and come back Monday night, I think. Monday, I'm going to spend the day in Saigon on official business. I told Betty that I have so many things I have to do Now here I am going on R&R, Duchess, on the 16th of December. I'll be going to Australia. I'll probably go down to Saigon on the 14th or something like that, but I am planning to leave. My orders are from the 16th to the 23rd. I return on the 23rd. And I haven't gotten my Australian visa yet. First they told me I didn't need one. Now I understand I do. Plus that, my passport expired. Not my visa, but my passport itself. However, I understand it automatically is extended another 2 years. You know, mine was a 3-year one, and or a 2-year one. You get it extended for 3 years. But anyway, it's good for 5. But I'd still like to have it stamped because I don't trust anybody flying around the world, you know. I don't want to get hung up. Plus, I have to get to a dispensary. I probably need some more shots. Oh, I love those things. Anyhow, I have these things I must do. And I never take the time. And it's official business, you know. So I told Billy I was going to stay down Sunday night and do these things Monday. And then here, Monday night, there's going to be a small party at the Cords compound for Colonel Quillen, who is the CO of ALSI. And ALSI is the air control lift element. I jump on ALSI's planes all the time. They were real good about getting me out this morning. Major Graff ran down, stopped an auto that was pulling off. He said, I'll hold it. I have a passenger for it. They're very good about it. And they're very nice to me, too. There's two Air Force officers here, and they're very, very nice. And I would like to come back for, he's leaving, Colonel Quillen is leaving, so I'd like to come back for that Monday night. So I would say I have myself a full weekend planned anyway, you know. So I thought I'd better make a tape to you today, because I'm sure I won't have the opportunity over the weekend. In fact, I should make one to Chocho, too. I haven't made one to her in a while. I haven't been in the office all week, Duchess. All week. The last time I was in the office was last Saturday, and I don't plan to be there again until, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever I get there. I mean, I just come and go as I bloody well please, you know. It's a riot. Paul Engelstad, I met him last night. I had called the office to tell him I was back. They can't keep track of where I am. They don't know. The office here, you know, is a Paul Engelstad and the lieutenant down here. They have no idea what I do from day to day. Anyway, I like to call him once in a while, tell him where I am. But Paul told me I had a package, and he brought it with him yesterday, and I had Thanksgiving dinner with him at the officers' club there. And I got home, and of course I opened it, and it was wrapped separately inside, but it was a package from my brother, well, from Faith and the children also. And I have no patience about opening Christmas presents, you know. And I wanted to open them ahead of time first to see if anything had food in it. I have to be careful with food here, you know, very careful. And second of all, I thought perhaps it was something I could use on my trip to Australia, even though I don't need anything, really. So there were three nice gifts. One was a sleeveless pullover, maroon in color, but I can use that. In fact, I may wear it Sunday. And then there was a pair of tricot, I think, or nylon pajamas, you know, wash and dry type thing. And I don't need pajamas, but they'll always come in handy, you know. And the third item was three or four pair of pantyhose. Well, I don't wear any stockings. I don't wear anything but shoes, I mean, or sneakers, you know. I wear very little clothing. I mean, but I'm sure I did not tell Faith that. So anyhow, I do have them, and I'm sure they'll come in quite handy. I may even take them to Australia. I'm green, Duchess. I don't know whether I should wear stockings to Australia. And I'll see. I'll take some things with me. Duchess, I thought of something to buy in Australia. I'm just going to look at them. I don't know that I'll buy anything. I have to buy some Christmas gifts for some people here. Like, I'll get back Christmas Eve, see. Makes it kind of hard. I wish I could go earlier. Anyway, I was thinking of a kangaroo or sheepskin rug. What do you think? Anyway, let me know, because as I say, I'll be leaving somewhere around 13th or 14th. So, this was something I saw in a magazine, you know, that they have kangaroo and sheepskin rugs. I don't know what size, I don't know what they cost, I have no idea. But I thought maybe I'd look at it. And then maybe I'd like to get my hair done, like get it cut and permanent. And I thought maybe I'd try getting it frosted again. I kind of liked that when I had it done in Thailand. So, and I have to buy shoes. I must buy shoes. See, I have a lot of news to tell you. What else? What else? This tape is running out. Oh, I pulled my ankle again the other day, just sitting talking to Jane. That's all I was doing, was just sitting there, and my ankle just jumped out or something. And I've kept it taped up. I've been walking, of course, on it, and it's not too bad, but I wish this silly thing would heal. You know, and I won't go to a dispensary anymore because I'm afraid they'll put it in a cast. And I can't. I have to be mobile. I do more traveling than anybody else I know. But it doesn't bother me, really. And the only thing is, at night, I have to keep it taped so it doesn't get too relaxed or something. Okay, what else, what else, what else? I should cut this off. I have so many little things. Perhaps there's a letter from you. I don't know, Dutch. It's the latest one. It may be at the office. As I say, I haven't been in there for a while. What else? There was a couple of things. Let me just shut off a minute. Duchess, I remember one thing. Would you tell the bank about my change of address? They're still sending my bank statements to Bearcat, and it's a couple of weeks before I get them. I do get them, but it's a roundabout process. That was one thing I wanted to mention. And I'm sure you probably already know, but just in case, I'm not going to even attempt to send any Christmas presents home to anyone. I may send some cash, like to my mother and whatnot, you know, but I mean for the kids and all that, because there's nothing here, Duchess, absolutely nothing. And perhaps I'll see something in Australia, but it certainly won't get there in time for Christmas, but I think people will understand, you know. There isn't enough in the PX, that's all there is to it. This is going out very quickly. Duchess, I'm real fine. I'm looking forward to a good weekend. And when I get back, the first chance I get, I'll make a tape and tell you all about it. Please tell everyone I said hi. Take care of yourself, Duchess. And I'll be talking to you just as soon as I can when I get back from my...